Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Verses 1 through 9, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Then looking in the book of Psalms, Psalm 112 beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He is dispersed abroad. He is given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for us as your church. Thank you for us as a nation, Lord. Help us as the church and as a nation to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your commandments. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that your ways are so good. And thank you so much that you'd invite us into those. And Heavenly Father, I pray that that we would study them more, that we'd read the scriptures more, that we'd have quiet times more and pray more. And Heavenly Father, I also pray that we'd trust you more, that even if we don't understand everything that you ask us to do, that we'd walk out boldly knowing that you love us and you have what's best for us in mind. Thank you so much. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family, as we often do. Going to take time now to share articles from the AFA stand that we've written, and want to mention in particular, we have some in-studio guests with us we'll be introducing shortly, and one of them is a faithful grandmom who loves the Lord and loves her grandchildren, but this first article we'll be sharing is directed to grandparents in particular, but let me remind you this, that, you know, the only person that perfectly always followed the Holy Spirit was the Lord Jesus himself. Our goal is to strive to do that. And so as we share suggestions to grandparents about doing work that involves discipling your grandchildren, even if you don't manage to do all of the suggestions, strive to do a number of them, because they will bless you, bless your family, and bless your grandkids as well. The title of this article is Kingdom Grandparents. Again, the title, Kingdom Grandparents. And the scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. Now, this is the commandment, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God has commanded me to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you are going to possess it, so that you and your son and your grandson might fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. O Israel, you should listen and be careful to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. These words which I am commanding you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons and talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand. And they shall be as frontlets on your forehead. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. Then Proverbs chapter 17, verse 6 tells us, grandchildren are the crown of old men, and the glory of sons is their fathers. Again, Proverbs 17, verse 6. Grandchildren are typically one of the great joys of the life of any grandparent. Grandparents often thoroughly enjoy even small amounts of time talking to, interacting with, and having fun with their grandchildren. Simply seeing them, watching them play, and listening to them share their hearts is often a fulfilling pastime for any grandfather or grandmother. Yet one very important goal that almost every Christian grandparent is very much wanting to see happen with every single grandchild is this: a desire that all of their grandchildren come to know Christ and be saved. One way for any Christian grandparent to genuinely influence their grandchildren for today and for eternity is this: be what I would call a kingdom grandparent. What is a kingdom grandparent? A kingdom grandparent is one who is seeking first the kingdom of God for each of their grandchildren. In other words, a grandparent who is seeking with the Holy Spirit, with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, to affect the lives of their grandchildren now and for all eternity. The following are some goals that I believe a kingdom grandparent would be wise to pursue for his or her grandchildren. Number one, pray daily for each grandchild by name. I would suggest that you get a prayer notebook specifically for the purpose of writing the name of each grandchild and writing prayer concerns for each one of them. Pray for salvation for each of them. Pray that God would send someone into their lives who can effectively reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pray for them to become diligent students of the Word of God. Pray that they will read the Word of God every day. Pray for each one to become a real prayer warrior. Pray that the Lord will bring into their lives strong Christian friends who will encourage them in their faith. Pray that the Lord will help them steer away from persons who could be bad influences in their lives. Also, call them at least every other week and ask how to pray for them. Write their prayer request down and diligently pray for these matters. Also, ask them to read scripture for you over the phone, if not in person, and send them a cash incentive or other reward for your reading to you. One goal behind this is to encourage them to become really motivated to read the Word of God every day. Next, give them gifts that are seeds that point them to the Lord. Gifts like a Bible, a Truth for Youth New Testament, maybe a Christian novel, biographies of missionaries, etc. These are simply a few ideas for a grandparent to consider. Keep in mind that being deliberate about doing these kinds of things is very important. They typically don't happen by accident. We want to help each of our grandchildren to spend all eternity in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ and us. Clearly, we know that they're each more than worth the few sacrifices we might make on their behalf. Again, the title of the article, Kingdom Grandparents. If you'd like to get a copy, email us at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. Again, joseph@afr.net. And the second article is entitled Praying Daily for Your Children. Again, praying daily for your children. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 27 to 28. For this boy I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition, which I asked of him. So I have dedicated him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. Again, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 27 through 28. One of the very important tasks and responsibilities that the Lord entrusts to every Christian parent is to pray consistently for their children. This responsibility is so much more important than probably many of us as parents really understand. Praying for our children daily needs to be a high priority. Parents, the following is a very fruitful prayer to pray for each of your children every day. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for each and every one of our children today. Thank you for the gifts they are to our family, to the church, and to the kingdom of God. Bless each of our children today, Father. Expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil, that they may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, help each of them this day to fulfill all the call of God upon their lives. Fill each of their days with joy, peace, grace, and encouragement today. Help each one of them to walk in your love, joy, and peace today. Help them to spend time in your word and in prayer, the time you would have them to spend today. Help each of them to put you first in their lives. Help them to make no graven images. Help them to not take your name in vain. Help them, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help them, Lord, to honor their fathers and their mothers. Help them to value life. Help them to not commit adultery. Help them to not steal. Help them to tell the truth. Help them to not covet, in Jesus' name. Dear Lord, empower each of them to fulfill all the call of God upon each of their lives today. Help each of them today to be the living sacrifices you would have them to be for your glory. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer, and thank you for the gift each of our children are to us. Dear Lord, bless each one of them. Dear Lord, make your face to shine upon each one of them and be gracious to each of them. Lift up your countenance upon each one of them and give them your peace. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We would encourage you to pray this prayer daily for your children. And please do forward and share this prayer to other parents that you know and encourage them to pray it daily for their children as well. Also, we as parents are wise to teach our children how to pray and to encourage them to pray every day. Teaching them to pray the prayers such as the Lord's Prayer, the Prayer of Jabez, Psalm 91, the Ten Commandments every day, and a great deal and great other good fruitful prayers found in Scripture. We are wise to understand that if we guide and train our children to read and meditate on the Word of God daily and to pray daily, this can bless each of them tremendously. Reading and meditating on God's Word daily is certainly, it's a form of prayer, a form of communing with our Heavenly Father. As we pray daily for our children, as we teach and guide them in learning how to pray themselves, we're blessing and helping them in tremendous ways on the journey of life. The following, a mother's blanket of prayer. When you were young and it was cold outside, with a blanket I covered you with care. Now that you are older and the world is much colder, I now cover you with a blanket of prayer. Author unknown. Again, the title of the second article, Praying Daily for Your Children. Again, if you'd like to get a copy of one or both articles, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get copies to you. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Father, we thank you for every parent that's listening. Thank you for every grandparent that's listening. Thank you for every parent-to-be that's listening as well. Father, anoint us all afresh with a spirit of grace that would encourage us to make being disciples and making disciples amongst our children the high priority you would have it to be. Help us to know, Lord, that the great work, the great responsibility of discipling our children and grandchildren is a joy, and along with it being a joy, it's a great, great responsibility. Help us to not take it lightly, but help us to be very serious about being deliberate and faithful in carrying out this important work. And help us, Lord, to learn to find the joy in teaching and training our children to read your word daily, to find the joy in teaching and training and encourage them to pray daily, and to find the joy in teaching and encouraging them to live what they learn from your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
To give you all the praise. Oh.
music from Planet Shakers with Only Way, a reminder that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life and eternal salvation. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're very honored and blessed to have with us in-studio guests today. We have guests from New Orleans, Louisiana community. We have with us Chandler Williams, who's one of our participants with our Ten Commandments Project Speech Challenge. She presented one of the speeches, did a great job with it, and she's here today to share, and we'll be hearing from her grandmom a little later, her cousin as well, who are with us as well. So, Chandler, good to have you with us today. Remind me how old you are.
10.
10 years old. All righty then. Well, I'm going to invite you just to go right ahead and share your speech at this time.
The Ten Commandments are special because God gave them to Moses. God wrote the Ten Commandments on tablet stones because he did not want the commandments to be erased. These commandments are permanent and they are real. God wants us to know and obey the Ten Commandments because he knows it would make our lives better. When we follow instructions of God, we are happier and our lives are more content because we follow God to guide us. And then we can make better decisions in life and stay out of trouble. The Ten Commandments are not just for America. They are for the whole world. God wants us to tell the whole world about Him, His Word, and His commandments. People around the world have a choice to follow God. If other countries choose to follow God, God would bless them and their families. God is happy when we obey Him. America was founded on Christian values. Some of these values are written in our Constitution. Our forefathers who wrote our Constitution were godly men. They believed in God and the Ten Commandments. They were free because they followed the commandments that God gave to Moses. Our forefathers wanted future generations to have the same freedoms and to learn about God and His commandments and His Word. When we listen to God, when we obey His commandments, God would bless us. We are free because we follow God, and God blesses us more as we keep following Him. I pray for my family that we have a good relationship with God. I pray that God is in the center of our lives. I pray that my family follows the Ten Commandments. If we follow the Ten Commandments, we will sin less. This is what God wants for us. I will try to always follow the Ten Commandments because I want to be worthy of God, and these are good rules of life.
All right, Chandler. Excellent speech. Thank you so much again for sharing. Now, Chandler, did you write the speech?
Me and my grandma did.
You and your grandma. Well, you and your grandma did an outstanding job of writing the speech, and you did a great job of sharing the speech as well. And I would mention, too, that it's a great speech to be shared during this year in which our nation is celebrating its 250th anniversary as well. So you all did a great job of just really showing how the Ten Commandments is an important part of our nation's history through your speech as well. So thank you again for sharing that, very much so. Chandler, let me ask you this. I want to ask you a couple questions. Why do you think it's important for children to read their Bibles every day?
Because you want to be worthy of God and to show people to love Jesus and to be worthy of God.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And another question, too, just want to ask you as well. Just from your perspective, why do you think it's important for children to learn and memorize the Ten Commandments?
So we can follow the rules and be more worthy of God and to spread the Ten Commandments around so everybody can follow them and be worthy of God also.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. You're a wise young lady, and I appreciate you sharing your thoughts there, too. You were going to share a couple scriptures with us as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. You'll be reading, let's see, Psalm 23 and Psalm 100, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Go right ahead.
The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name, even when I walk through the darkest valley. I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect me and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil, and my cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever.
Excellent. All right, next, Psalm 100.
Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of the pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, going into his courts with praise, giving thanks to him and to praise his name. For Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Chandler. Thank you again for sharing your powerful speech, and thank you for reading. You're an excellent reader. We appreciate that very, very much. We also have with us in studio Presley. Chandler and Presley are cousins, and so Presley, thanks for being with us today.
Yes.
And you're going to read scripture for us. Now, remind me, how old are you, Presley?
I am 11 years old.
You're 11. Okay, so you're going to read Psalm 1 and Psalm 125. Is that correct?
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Okay, go right ahead.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in the season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Excellent, excellent. Now you're going to read Psalm 125 as well.
Yes.
Okay.
One moment so I can find it. Okay, here we go. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people for henceforth even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hand unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their Lord crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace shall be upon Israel.
All right. Thank you very much, Presley. You're an excellent reader as well. Thank you for taking the time to read for us. I wanted to ask you the same questions I asked Chandler as well. Why would you say, Presley, why do you think it's important for children to read the Bible every day?
Well, whenever children learn the Word of God, then God will hear them and they can, their life will be happier because they're reading the Bible, which is what God wants, and they're going on the path that God showed for them. And the path that God showed for them will make their life happier.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing your wisdom there. Second question, why do you think it's important for children to learn and memorize the Ten Commandments?
Because it's the rules of God, and those are the, like, top rules to follow out of all the rules. Because the rules of God will show you the right path to go on, and that will make your life happier as well, because it's the path God chose for you.
All righty. Well, again, I appreciate you sharing your wisdom as well. And were you going to share a word of prayer with us as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Dear Lord, thank you for blessing us with this wonderful opportunity to share the Ten Commandments with everyone listening to the American Family Radio Station. Thank you, Lord, for everyone we met today and all hard work they have done to make this day happen for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Presley. And thank you again, Chandler and Presley, for letting the Lord use both of you today. We're grateful and honored to have with us in studio, along with Chandler and Presley, their grandmother, Kim Vinson. And Kim is the one who basically encouraged Chandler to get involved with the Ten Commandments Project and arranged for them to be with us today as well. So, Kim, good to have you with us today as well.
Thank you.
All right. Kim, would you, before we start, would you pray for our listeners that they would receive all God is wanting to share with them through our broadcast today?
Yes. Thank you, Lord, for this really great opportunity to be here to show my grandchildren the path that they should be on. And I do pray for others around the world that they would be inspired, and this will help guide them just as well as it guides me and my family to the ways of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Kim. Now, I wanted to ask you, Kim, this thought. Can you tell us how is it that it worked out that you encouraged you? How did this get started as far as you helping your grandchild to get involved with the Ten Commandments Project?
So I've listened to the radio station, the Christian radio station, for years in the New Orleans area. And I realized last year that they did a speech challenge,
and I missed the Ten Commandments challenge.
Mm-hmm. The Ten Commandments, but I missed it last year, and so mm-hmm. I knew last year. I said I'm going to make sure that I listen to it this year. I knew it was after school let out, and it was during the summer, so I was paying attention this year. Anyway, mm-hmm. It was on the Ten Commandments, and I talked to Chandler, and she wanted to do the speech challenge, so we sat down, we brainstormed, and from what she told me, we came up with her speech. I did help guide her with some of the information, but I would say 80% of it she came up with on her own.
Mm-hmm. And she and you did a beautiful job with the speech as well, too.
Thank you.
And I'm really grateful that you all chose to be involved because, again, the Holy Spirit, you can use any individual to share truth with the world, and that's what the world needs. Truth is what sets us free. And
yes.
As I alluded to earlier, y'all did a beautiful job of tying the speech in the Ten Commandments, how it's tied to our 250th year celebration as well. So,
yes.
Well, can you tell me, why would you say you felt like it was important to encourage your granddaughter to get involved?
We've always needed God. I don't know that the world's realized it quite so much. And of course, the older we get, I think we do depend on God, our faith grows, and I want my grandchildren to know God better. I wouldn't say that I grew up in a church, but I was brought to church by my grandparents. Mm-hmm. My parents didn't go to church, but they did teach us. They did teach us to pray. They did teach us, to believe in God.
I'm gonna jump in right here. We're coming up on a break, and we're going to let you pick up on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guests today are Chandler Williams, one of the Ten Commandments Project participants, her cousin Presley, and her grandmother, Kim Vincent. We'll be right back.
Our Father, which art in heaven, yeah, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God, please, deliver us from evil. Oh, please, deliver us from evil.
Group with the prayer. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guests today are Chandler Williams and Presley Vincent and Kim Vincent, who is grandmom to Chandler and Presley. Kim, if you could pick up where you left off as you were sharing about just why you feel like this project has been helpful and encouraging to your grandchildren and to children as a whole.
Okay. So, as I was saying, my parents didn't go to church often. I didn't grow up in a church. So I worked with an awesome group of people. I'm a nurse and I worked on labor and delivery and worked with a great group of women that were very godly. And one of the women said, one of the things she regretted was not bringing her children to church. So I took that and I remembered that and I did better. I didn't do perfect, but I did do better. I improved. I did better than my parents. And so my goal is to encourage my grandchildren. My children do go to church, and I encourage my grandchildren as much as I can to impress upon them the importance of knowing God, to impress upon them the importance of the Ten Commandments, that if you can live the life that God wanted us to live, that our lives will be so much easier, that the world brings a whole bunch of mess into their life, and the devil is there to steal, kill, and destroy. And when we're not following the commandments and we're not following the words of God, we end up with a messy life that and it can be straightened out. It's easy to straighten out. You just have something just has to spark you, you know, ignite inside of you to find God and follow His path so that you can straighten your life out. That's where truth lies, is in God, not in the world, not in the, you know, whatever it may be, the partying scene. You know, in New Orleans, we have Bourbon Street, and everybody is, that's all they want to do. People come to New Orleans and want to go to Bourbon Street. Mm. You probably don't want your kids on Bourbon Street for the things that you'll see. So, but there are ways to get your life straightened out and still have a great life and not have to see all those things that once you see something, you can't erase it. It's a memory. It's a something that just keeps replaying in your mind. And so if you can avoid those things, that would be the best thing for everybody. So I do encourage people to try to find something that they can find that sparks their, to have an appetite to learn the Bible, to learn to pray, and they will see their lives transform.
Would you specifically pray for parents and grandparents that they would, by the power of the Holy Spirit, make discipling their children and grandchildren the priority God wants them to make?
Sure. I pray, Lord, that parents and grandparents hear what I'm speaking about, and I pray that they are able to be the disciple to their children, to guide their children, and to pray for their children and grandchildren, and for generations to come, because I want to pray for my great-grandchildren and my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren, that they would know the Lord. We live in a dark place, Lord, and we need people that can brighten it and bring truth and bring safety and comfort. And while bad things happen all the time, God will always turn those things around for His glory, for His good. So I do pray, Lord, for parents and grandparents to be able to find that something that they can find, just a remnant of what God has for them. And it will grow as long as they feed themselves with the proper life, with the proper information to help carry their kids through their life, to avoid what the dark side has for us. God has something way more, way bigger, way better. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, I too thank you for the privilege we as the church have of being involved in the great work of carrying out the Great Commission. You called us to go into the world and make disciples. Anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace as parents and grandparents and as believers as a whole to make this again more and more the priority in the church that you would have us to make it the genuine, deliberate work of genuinely making disciples, helping people to receive Christ and then helping them to grow up and to become strong, vibrant warriors for the kingdom as well. More and more help us to sacrificially carry out this work as you've called us to faithfully in this world. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm going to take time now to share one more article that I hope will be of encouragement to all of our listeners. This final one is entitled, The Ten Commandments Project, Reaching Our Youth. I'm going to share at least a portion of it. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, where there's no vision, the people are unrestrained, but happy is he who keeps the law. Again, Proverbs 29, verse 18. Then Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited, like sheep without a shepherd. Again, Matthew 9, 36. And then Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 4, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. As we look at so many news stories that involve young people in our culture today, it's tragic to see so many youths that are going in wrong directions. What important conclusions then can the church draw from looking at some of the tragic events that include youth in our culture today? How should we as the church react? And as the church, we have our work cut out for us as we minister to the youth and the children of our culture. Some of the issues we must begin to address include inhospitality and bullying, unkindness on the part of youth towards each other, becoming aggressive unnecessarily, being quick to resort to violence that can end up, sometimes sadly, in murder. And the list of issues could easily go on. The Word of God addresses every one of these issues and many other related ones as well. The children and youth of our communities need so much help, guidance, and direction. The challenges that they face in our world are many, with a significant portion of them being unique to this generation. Social media, cyberbullying, mental and emotional health, and well-being are all issues that largely make their world a different one from the one we faced a few years ago. Too many of the perspectives and values of today's youth come back, too many of the perspectives and values of today's youth come from dark sources, including the internet, entertainment, and video games. Also, many of our children are growing up in families with one parent rather than two. And certain spiritual, social, and economic challenges come along with this reality. Many of our youth deal with depression, suicidal thoughts, and media that encourages aggression and wicked mindsets. What's the answer to these challenging realities? The answer is the same that it has always been. The answer is Jesus Christ. Our children need to meet Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives, and they need to be genuinely discipled. They need to be taught how to walk in love and in the wisdom of the Word of God in the way they care themselves from day to day in this world, which is constantly changing. Our children desperately need Jesus. One of the great needs we face in the world today is the need for people of God to get much more serious about doing the work of making disciples, individually and collectively. Our church culture puts great emphasis of time and energy into what happens on Sunday morning during Sunday school and worship services, and that has a very important place. Yet much more time, energy, and resources need to be put into ministry and mission outside of the four walls of the church. We need to be reaching out into our communities and giving much more time and energy to share the gospel, to do the work of discipleship in our communities, and to love people who are hurting. We must be involved in ministry and mission in our communities and the world throughout the week, not just on Sunday morning. One of the goals behind the Ten Commandments Project is to help the church to do this very thing. The community outreach portion of the project can involve inviting children and youth from your community to be a part of an outreach that can last up to 5 or 6 weeks. It could be done in a way that is similar to a vacation Bible school ministry and only over a period of weeks rather than a single week. How your church fellowship chooses to do it, it can be a very effective way to reach children and youth in your community. For time reasons, we'll end it there. But if you'd like to get a copy to learn more about the community outreach of doing the Ten Commandments Project in your community, please get in touch with us. We'd be glad to share that information further with you. Again, the title of this article, The Ten Commandments Project, Reaching Our Youth. If you'd like to get a copy, email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Thank you, Lord, again, for every church represented. Thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to do the work you've called us to, carrying the gospel to the world and doing the work of making disciples. Lord, set us on fire afresh with a passion to be about the work of doing just that. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. As always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, you've never received him as your Lord and Savior, would you today from your heart make that step and invite him into your life to be your Lord and Savior and commit your life to him? If you'd like to make that step, would you from your heart pray this prayer with us even now and fully commit your heart and your life to him? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrong things I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent. And I turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to obey and follow you every day. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to connect with you. We'd like to be in touch with you. Please email us at this email address, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We do want to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong and vibrant in your new walk with the Lord. Please email us and get in touch so we can share that information with you. Again, joseph@afr.net. If you'd like to get a copy of one or both of the articles we shared earlier in the broadcast, the first one entitled Kingdom Grandparents, and the second article entitled Praying for Our Children, email us at joseph@afr.net. Same email to get a copy of one or both articles. Again, joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening. As always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. Please pray much for the work and the ministry of the American Family Radio and the American Family Association. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.